Title: Parent Company Furnishes Cancellation of Subsidiary's Trademark Registration. Content: Does your company's wholly owned subsidiary own trademarks in its own name? Has your company acquired any companies that own trademarks? If so, your company's use of those trademarks will not prevent cancellation of those trademark registrations unless you have proper trademark license agreements in place. This is exactly what happened to Florco Enterprises, LLC's Noble House trademark registration. In a precedential decision, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, TTAB, canceled Florco's trademark registration because only Florco's parent company was using the trademark and there was no trademark license agreement in place between Florco and its parent company. In Noble House Home Furnishings, LLC v. Florco Enterprises, LLC, Noble House petitioned to cancel Florco's trademark registration for the mark Noble House for Furniture, alleging that Florco abandoned its trademark rights. 1118U.S.P.Q.2D1413, TTAB 2016. This dispute came about because Noble House applied to register the mark Noble House Home Furnishings with a design for online retail store services and warehousing services for furniture. However, Noble House's application was refused registration because the trademark office cited Florco's prior registration for the mark Noble House as a bar. To clear the path for its application to mature into a registration, Noble House petitioned to cancel Florco's registration, alleging that Florco abandoned its trademark based on non-use. Despite lack of sales, Florco argued that it had not abandoned the mark because it was still marketing and advertising its Noble House furniture. Florco's argument was unavailing because it was not Florco that was marketing and advertising the Noble House furniture or controlling the nature and quality of the furniture at all. Rather, it was Florco's parent company, Fernco International Corporation, that was using the mark while also controlling the use of the mark. The board noted, generally, if a parent company controls all of the affairs of a subsidiary, it may be presumed that the parent is exercising control over the nature and quality of goods and services sold by the subsidiary under a mark owned by a parent, such that an intercompany license agreement may not be necessary. However, this was not the case between Florco and Fernco because it was the parent company that was using and controlling a mark owned by its subsidiary. The issue in the cancellation was whether a parent company's use of a subsidiary's trademark, without a licensing arrangement between them, inured to the benefit of the subsidiary. The answer is no. The TTAB acknowledged that Fernco is the owner of Florco, such that Fernco may also own Florco's Noble House registration. But it was Florco that was listed as the owner in the trademark registration, because no assignment of the mark was ever recorded, and it was Florco that alleged it was using the Noble House mark in commerce to obtain registration. Because Florco did not control any aspect of Fernco's use of its trademark, the TTAB concluded that Florco abandoned its trademark. Takeaways: companies should examine which entity is the listed owner of the trademark and which entity is actually using the trademark. If an entity other than the owner is solely using and controlling use of the mark, there must be a license agreement between them to ensure that the use will inure to the benefit of the owner. If you are forming a new subsidiary, acquiring a company, or have acquired a company with trademarks, we, at Shepherd Mullin, can help to examine the ownership and use issues to ensure that your brand is protected. 1. A mark is considered abandoned if the mark has not been used for 3 consecutive years and the mark owner does not intend to resume use. 15 U.S.C. Section 1127. However, the lack of use of a mark because of the lack of demand for a product or service may not constitute abandonment if the mark owner continues to market its goods or services. Categories: Trademarks and Trade Dress. As seen in Intellectual Property Law Blog.